Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. Well, today I want to continue this conversation about the Texas border with Mexico. I mean, this has just reached all absurd proportions, and just nobody seems to know what the hell to do. I mean, and they're blaming each other, and the people that are suffering are the citizens of the state of Texas directly. And I cannot believe that the numbers of immigrants are what I'd call aliens, which the law calls aliens. If you don't believe it, go to Title VIII. What do they refer to? It refers to aliens. They don't treat them as undocumented migrants or immigrants and all that. That's just sweet talk. Aliens. They are foreigners. Now, how did we get so many all of a sudden? I mean, this is absurd. Somebody is paying for these people to come to this country. In other words, we are suffering from a design. This is not by accident. This is not natural. These people are not fleeing some kind of natural disaster. These people are being paid. This is a created human crisis. These people are being paid to come here. And the purpose of it is to dilute the population of the United States of America. It is to lessen consensus. It is to completely fragment the United States, bust it up, and to have no consensus. When the people of a nation have no consensus, when they don't agree on anything, they cannot have any political power whatsoever. They cannot guide their own destiny. Somebody else is guiding the destiny of America, and it is not the American people. The American people no longer have a nation. They no longer have a state. The state of Texas does not exist. And the United States of America does not exist. And this border is a supreme example of it. Anybody that looks at what's going on at the border will know and can determine that there's no law on the border. Nobody even knows who has the superior jurisdiction. Everybody claims it's the federal government, but I've got news for you. That's wrong, because I don't care who says it. I don't care if the Supreme Court of the United States says it. They say a lot of wrong things. They say a lot of false, lying things, because they're all politicized too. They're all politicaled up. They're all partied up. They're pushing for their guy, their team, their agenda, so they can stay in power, tyrannical power. I mean, I got the Constitution in my hand. It's a little bitty pamphlet, tiny. I can put it in my front pocket. And let me tell you, if the laws of America don't jive with that, if the laws of the United States do not jive with this little booklet I got, then they're wrong. The laws are wrong. The laws are unlawful. And I want to read you some stuff right out of the Federal Register, because I wanted to look some of this stuff up. I heard again somebody said, oh no, I think it was from Donna Campbell. I was going to read her little letter. She said, President Biden will not regulate the border as he should. Well, that's not correct. But anyway, so I got to thinking again, well, I'll go check some more stuff. So I found this in the Federal Register. It's a paragraph. I'm going to read it to you. On March the 1st, 2003, the Department of Homeland Security officially assumed responsibility for immigration services and border control functions of the federal government. The Homeland Security Act of 2002, publication L number 107-296,116, statute 2135, dissolved the Immigration and Naturalization Service. Well, where did that come from? Where did the INS come from? Immigration and that? Well, I'll tell you where it came from. It came from Article 1, Section 8, Clause 3, to establish a uniform rule of naturalization, period. So naturalization, see, that's a legitimate service. It's a legitimate authority given to the federal government by the states. Well, it goes on in this Immigration and Border Control announcement in the Federal Register. It continues, and reorganize the former agency into three components within the Department of Homeland Security. Number one, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services handles immigration services, focusing on the administration of applications. Okay, so that's pretty much just the INS function, the naturalization, the developing of a uniform rule. Okay. Then it goes on here. The second part is the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and U.S. Customs and Border Protection handle immigration enforcement and border security functions. Now, this is a little funky here because this is a mixture of things. The federal government does have authority to impose imposed and exposed into the United States. In other words, they can have a customs place where they if somebody's importing something, they can tax it, and therefore they can get the customs there. That's what that is. They want to know what you're bringing in, and they want to know if that's taxable or not, or if you can bring it in at all. Okay, that is a function. That's a function of the federal government. Okay, that was granted to them. That's under Article 1, Section 8. The Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes, duties, imposts, and excises. Okay. That's good. But what's with this border protection? There's nothing in the Constitution about border protection. Handle immigration enforcement, border security functions? That's brand new. There's nothing in this Constitution I've read that has anything like that in there. So they just made that up and threw that in there? Well, that means that isn't worth the paper it's written on. Okay? other agencies. Now it goes on, other agencies. Now this is the third part of this Homeland Defense, CACA, Department of Homeland Security, which by the way, is a total joke. The Department of Homeland Security came about after 9/11, and we weren't defended from our own tyrannical government on 9/11. And the Department of Homeland Security hadn't done anything except clamp down on the citizens of the United States. Who is going to control our government? Who is going to control the tyrants in our government, in our offices of our nation? You think the Department of Homeland Security is going to do that? Are they going to do it any better than the United States Army and the United States Navy and the United States Air Force and the law enforcement throughout America? Didn't do doodly squat on 9/11 to defend 9/11. Or even after 9/11, because they never bothered to ever actually find out who did it. There wasn't a single law enforcement investigation of 9/11 at all. None. Zero. Even to this day, there's been no investigation. They had some kind of lame hearing up there in Washington, D.C., where they got a bunch of gangsters and politicos to give their intelligence briefings about what they knew about Osama bin Laden and a bunch of Muslims. That's irrelevant. What has that got to do with the actual crime in New York City? There was no investigation of what happened in New York City. Nobody went to the crime scene and looked for evidence of who did what where. And even when they were given information about it that looked very suspicious, looked damning, they never did anything. They never arrested anybody. They never, it was all, let's get the Muslims. That was all it was a pre-designed to hit the Muslims. Well, now here's this third part. Let's read this third part of this broke down, worthless Department of Homeland Security. Is other agencies with responsibilities related to visas and legal status of immigrants. Well, that's really part of, that's the other thing. That goes right back to part one. That's part of the naturalization service. Such as departments of justice. Okay, so they link up with the Department of Justice and state and labor are included in this search. Okay. Well, okay. But that's basically, so they got, I would say this really thing is composed of two parts. First one is the real constitutional authority the federal government has over immigration, which is to set uniform rules of naturalization, period, amen. And then this other part, though, about border protection and such is not in here. It's not in the Constitution. Now, it can be applied for after the state determines when it's to close the border. And then they can apply to the federal government for assistance and get it. Well, so anyway, let's go back and I want to read this thing from Donna. What was her name? Let's see. Let's go down. Let's say I got to go back up here. Let me get my email here. Inbox here. Where'd she go, Donna? Okay, there she is. Okay, she says here, the National Guardsmen, I'm quoting from her letter I got, the National Guardsmen and DPS troopers have worked tirelessly to protect Texas for years. They have provided aid to those illegal immigrants who are seen struggling in the Rio Grande and are having medical issues due to that heat. Okay, I fully support the governor's efforts to implement measures to deter illegals from trying to cross into Texas. Any illegal immigrant trying to crawl through a razor barbed wire fence do so at their own risk. And let me say this, I totally agree with you, Donna Campbell, on that. As I'm gonna read a communique from Governor of Texas, Governor Abbott, who says there are 29 legal bridges across Mexico into Texas that anybody from Mexico can cross and come in, will not be injured in any way, will not be mistreated. See, this is the legal. There are 29 legal ports of entry. What is so complicated about this, folks? What is it that the news media, and let's just quit calling it the news media. We've got to call it, and we've got to call it foreign now, because this mass media cartel operating in our country, claiming to be a news media, legitimate news media, covering balance and being balanced and covering all, I never heard any letter from Abbott explaining this latest issue of people being injured on the razor wire. I didn't hear what he told and issued as a public announcement. I mean, this is a public announcement by the governor of the state of Texas, and the news media doesn't cover it. I'll be damned if I'm going to call that a legitimate news outlet. We have a foreign media cartel operating against the people of the United States of America, operating in our country. And it's licensed to do that? How did the government of the United States license a foreign entity that is harming the American people and will not even report in the news what their own representatives are saying publicly in public announcements, but will cover stuff that they want told in their agenda, which is, let's say what the agenda really is. It is to change the demographics of the United States to destroy any consensus about lawful government in America, so that honest people cannot obtain lawful government anymore in America. That's what this is about. It is about tyrants protecting their power and dominion over those who they have conquered unlawfully and illegally, and have indebted them unlawfully and illegally. We don't owe these tyrants anything but a trial and a conviction and a long prison sentence, life, for the ones that are living now. This is the end, folks. This thing ain't going to get better. This election ain't going to do spit. I mean, I wish I could get pumped about election. I'm going to vote like all the other miserable people, but we're not going to get lawful government. We've got too many things operating that have been legalized. We have legalized plunder. And we have a legalized foreign media cartel operating and has a license to lie to us and conduct their own agenda and impose it upon us and push our representatives around. I mean, this is flat insane. Well, anyway, stay with us. We'll be right back after this. Yeah.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
And so it begins. I'm Peter Serafine with another Liberty Minute. Representative Boebert's resolution to impeach President Biden did not get the privilege status that she was hoping for. Privilege status would have forced the House of Representatives to vote on the resolution. Instead, the impeachment was sent to committee. Technically, that means that the investigation has begun. But many bills and resolutions never come out of committee and effectively die. I don't understand why an investigation is needed. President Biden stood at a podium and told us that all of his constitutional advisors said the eviction moratorium during COVID was unconstitutional, but he was going to do it anyway. Like me, Biden is bound by an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. And he openly admitted on camera that he was not going to do that. That alone should be enough to impeach any office holder at any level, regardless of party affiliation. If you own firearms, you need carry insurance. Get the most affordable carry insurance on the market, according to Pew Pew Tactical, and save 10% by using code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
All right. Yeah. Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. I wanted to first also read this KSAT news thing they have on the web here, and I'll put a link to all this stuff I've been reading to you. But this is where it talks about these injuries, and then I want to respond to this last part that this person says. And so here it goes. KSAT has obtained those emails and photos that show injuries sustained by migrants. The email from DPS trooper who witnessed the injured migrants was dated July 3rd and details some of the concerns he encountered while on patrol. The trooper said that around 10 p.m. on June 25th, his team encountered 120 migrants who were camped out along a fence line. The group, which included several small children and nursing babies, were hungry and tired. The team then called the shift officer. The team then called the shift officer in command for direction on what to do next, and were told to push the people back into the water to go to Mexico. After refusing to obey the order, the team expressed their concerns and were ordered to tell the migrants to go to Mexico and leave the scene. So apparently they didn't push them back in the water, but they told them to go back. Okay, to continue. The team then left and coordinated with Border Patrol to get the migrants processed. Okay, so they met up with the feds, and then the feds took them and got them processed. So the email so detailed four incidents on June 30th that troubled the trooper. The incidents included a four-year-old girl who tried to cross a, it says casualty wire here. I think they mean Constantina wire. I'm not sure. Concert. I can't say it either because it's not written in front of me. I think it's concertina wire. And was pushed by the National Guard soldiers. The girl ended up passing out due to exhaustion in the searing heat. The trooper also saw a man with a laceration to his leg in a razor wire while trying to help a child who was stuck in the wire. A 15-year-old boy with a broken leg, a pregnant 19-year-old who was having a miscarriage and had to be cut out of the wire. In the email, the trooper said that he understood the border needs to be secured from, quote, bad people, unquote, but the Operation Lone Star had, quote, stepped over a line into the inhumane, unquote. Well, let me just comment on that. No, sir. The state of Texas has authority to protect its border from good people as well. See, this is another mass media cartel, foreign mass media cartel trick to make this all out like the only authority a nation has over its borders and who gets in is over bad people. That's bull. It is to determine how many people can be assimilated and made into citizens who understand what our nation is about. And apparently, we have people in office that don't understand what it's about. And that's why I'm saying we don't have a country anymore. Nobody understands what it was or what it was supposed to be or why it needs to go on. It's being replaced by some agenda being cooked up somewhere else by some megalomaniacs. Okay, it continues here. He added that, quote, we need to operate our border correctly in the eyes of God. We need to recognize that these are people who are made in the image of God and need to be treated as such, unquote. Well, hallelujah, I happen to agree with that, but let me say this. So am I, and so are you, and so are the citizens of the United States and the citizens of Texas. We are all, by the way, so are the Russians, so are the North Koreans, so are all these people that the mass media cartel tells us are evil, the Muslims. Did we kill a few created in the image of God in Iraq and Afghanistan? Well, stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. Well, I wanted to continue with this idea about this gentleman, this DPS officer that thinks that the border is not being regulated properly and that we should recognize these illegal aliens as created in the image of God, and we shouldn't harm them. And I'm in agreement with that. But I'm also saying that we have a right to prevent them from coming in here and to Texas, and the Texans have a right to prevent illegal aliens from coming in to Texas, and even though they're created in the image of God. And I see this. This is the first time I've ever seen this, this argument being used about anything happening politically, even though I have used it hundreds of times related to the injection program that the mass media cartel has imposed upon the people of the world and the people of the United States. They claim that these that scientists have a right to inject us with their potions to make us safe to society. They are saying that man created, natural man created in the image of God, is a threat to society, and he must have endless injections and implants, ultimately implants, to verify their safety no matter where they go. And two, ultimately, you know what they want to do. They want to also use that same implant to receive the digital compliance currency they are working on day and night, and they are about to institute it. You can bet your booties. And they're going to come back with a vengeance to get people injected because, see, they people are going to hesitate. They're not going to want to get an implant just for digital currency. They think that they think that's a little weird, right? I mean, it is a little weird. It's way weird. And but they'll buy it for some reason if it's related to health. But see, they don't realize that unregenerated fallen mankind is telling the rest of mankind that we need their permission to live on the earth, and their permission comes through us getting an injection to make us safe for their society. Well, yeah, I've posted on some of these websites, I'm sure, this same argument, and I've never seen it anywhere. So it's only important that we're created in the image of God for these illegal aliens sneaking in through trying to climb through razor wire to avoid coming in one of the 29 lawful ports of entry where they won't be harmed. Well, why is that? The only thing that you can surmise is that these people know they ain't got a prayer of staying in here if they try to do it legally. So they're still trying to come in illegally to avoid being deported. That's what it's about. Well, I mean, this is just craziness, folks. I mean, now I want to move to Governor Abbott's thing. I got to go find his deal here. We got to get it in my email here. Here we go. I just got to read some of this because I think it's pretty good. You know, he gives this out to anybody that wants to, leave their email. So it says here, this is from Governor Abbott. It was came out July the 18th. It says here, Operation Lone Star statement on orders addressing illegal crossings, Austin. The office of the governor today issued a joint statement from the Texas border czar, Mike Banks, Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS Director Steve McGraw, and Texas Adjutant General Major General Thomas Sulzer, following reporting on directives given under Operation Lone Star. Okay, quote, no orders or directions have been given under Operation Lone Star that would compromise the lives of those attempting to cross the border illegally. The Texas Department of Public Safety and Texas Military Department continue taking steps to monitor migrants in distress, provide appropriate medical attention when needed, and encourage them to use one of the 29 international bridges along the Texas-Mexico border where they can safely and legally cross. Now, I'm going to stop reading here just for a minute because this is important. How can the news media condemn a Border Patrol and all of this, or condemn us? What they're really doing, let's just face it. What does the mass media cartel want to do? They want us to have no borders. They want a borderless world, a one world. No borders anywhere in the world, and they want one international, global elite in control of all the people of the world. That's it. It's insane. So they don't want the wire. They don't want anything to prevent people from walking into the United States anywhere, anytime, anyhow they come in here. That's what it's about. Because if they want to come in legally, they can without being harmed at all. There's no razor wire on the 29 bridges. There's no buoys across the bridges at the 29 legal ports of entry. What is so damn hard about getting that, news media? I mean, foreign mass media cartel. What's the matter with our government that a license a foreign mass media cartel to operate in our country and tell us lies and pervert our news 24/7, 365? Okay, I'm going to keep reading here. With migrants from over 150 countries. You mean, I got to stop again. Well, let me finish reading the sentence anyway. The migrants from over 150 countries, encouraged by open border policies to risk their lives and make this dangerous trek to enter our country illegally, Texas is deploying every tool and strategy to deter and repel illegal crossings between ports of entry. Well, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. I mean, they're not supposed to be coming in. And if they're coming from 150 countries, let me tell you, they had to have assistance to get here. That's poor. They're climbing through the barbed wire. They're hungry. They're worn out. That means they hadn't got any money, right? Well, how did they get here if they didn't have any money? You got to have money to get here. You got to eat while you're traveling. You got to have something to travel in. From 150 countries? Well, somebody's paying their ticket, aren't they? And the somebody doesn't care. They want them in the country whether they're legal or not. Isn't that right? Now, does the news media report that kind of thinking about it? This is just common sense looking at this. And are you trying to tell me that if somebody walks here from 1,500 miles away, that they can't walk another 200 miles or another 100 miles or another 50 miles to a port of entry, a legal port of entry? They'd rather skip after walking 1,500 miles, 2,000 miles. They'd rather than walk another 50 miles, they'd rather try to cross water buoys and razor wire to enter the United States? I mean, that's just flat stupid, isn't it? Well, why are they doing that? Because they know they'll be deported. They don't have any right to be there. They can't comply with what? Being asylee. They can't obtain an asylee status. They can't comply. They're not really a threat to the country they're fleeing. They have no real reason to be in the United States, and they have no job. They have no nothing. They are just being paid to come here. This is a paid, bought, and paid for crisis by people that want to keep our country down and prevent the people of America from obtaining lawful government. They hate government. They hate lawful government, and they don't want the people of America to have it. Now, I'm going to continue reading this from the governor of Texas. The absence of these tools and strategies, including concertina wire, that snags clothing encourages migrants to make potentially life-threatening and illegal crossings. I don't know why it says encourages migrants to make potentially life. I said it should be discourages them. Okay. Through Operation Lone Star, Texas continues stepping up to respond to the unprecedented humanitarian crisis at our southern border. Yes, it is humanitarian crisis, but it is bought and paid for by people who have already overthrown our government illegally and unlawfully, and have persuaded the people that they somehow owe them, that we owe all these fantastic amount of debt to these lying people who have cheated and lied to create this false debt and to overthrow our country. And everything they've done to do it is in violation of the Constitution. Our monetary system is completely in violation of the Constitution. Okay, to continue here with Governor Abbott's letter, which I think is highly reasonable. All personnel assigned to Operation Lone Star are prepared to detect and respond to any individuals who may need water or medical attention. Operation Lone Star agency partners use verbal warnings and signage to direct migrants attempting to illegally cross from Mexico into Texas to use ports of entry to protect the lives of migrants, DPS troopers, and Texas National Guard soldiers. Until President Biden reverses his open borders policy and does his job to secure the border, Texas will continue protecting Texans and Americans from the chaos along the border. Well, hallelujah, and the only thing he got wrong in this whole letter is that it's not Biden's job to do this to start with. And if all of these so-called federal border patrol, they should be arrested and sent to Washington, D.C. to sit behind a desk and come up with the rules of uniform rules for naturalization, and or sent to one of the ports of entry, lawful ports of entry, to collect their duties and customs. But the border patrol actually protecting the border is a state job under Article 1, Section 9. Texas can control the number of people it thinks should come in to Texas. That's it, man. So there's no authority for the federal government, Biden or who else and whoever may take that office, the President of the United States and the Congress of the United States has no authority to keep the borders open when it's already being swamped with illegal aliens. We cannot begin to assimilate the numbers of people who have come in already. There needs to be a 10-year moratorium on all immigration to Texas. 10 years, man. Nobody gets in. I don't care how good you are. You could be a doctor and a lawyer and a whatever, a farmer, you name it, a preacher, a pastor. I don't care. We can't, the problem is assimilation and the cost of it and what it does to the citizens. We have a right to regulate it, and we should regulate it. And if we get anybody in office that understands their job, they will regulate it. I think, really, that Abbott is trying to do a good job. But quit shoveling it off. Challenge some of these people. These people don't have authority to keep these borders open. When you ask them to close the border, they better get their buns down here off of their, out of that Washington, D.C. cushy, cushy stuff. Get down here and close that border off, man. And then you won't have all this trouble. Nobody will be trying to go through razor wire if they know they ain't going to get anywhere when they get in. That's why they're trying to avoid the ports of entry now. Well, stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is five times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Battles are lost, but you'll never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me. Hey now, hey now, don't dream it's over. Hey now, hey now, when the world comes in, they come to build a wall between us. No, they won't win.
All right. Boy, that's a good sound. I love that sound. Well, that'll kind of pretty much do it for today. I want to leave you with something positive, you know. I want to leave you with feeling good, even though all this bad stuff's happening, and it doesn't look like it's getting any better. It looks like it's getting worse. But I do want to, you know, this guy brought up the idea that we're created in the image of God, and we are. But the good news is beyond even that, and that is that we don't need to ask permission to live in God's world. God's been really kind and loving towards us. And in fact, this God's kingdom has a king. And we can actually enter that kingdom today and be full citizens of the kingdom of heaven while we still walk the earth. And do you think I need permission from the world or from scientists that I need to get a shot to be made safe? And now that we have to and we have to constantly do what they say, it's these fallen people that are not citizens of the kingdom of heaven. I am a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. I have entered the gateway through the death, resurrection, and ascension of the Son of God. And I have sat down with him in the heavenly places. And everyone in the world can do the same thing through the very same process. And that's why we are created equal, as our forefathers said. We had no evidence before Christ that we were created equal. There was no evidence of that. We couldn't state that boldly. But now we can, because some of us got in here. We got into the kingdom of heaven. We know that every person can do the same. Well, now that I'm a citizen, I don't require other people to get into the kingdom of heaven and become a citizen. I don't require that of them. I don't push them around. Well, I'm tired of people that aren't citizens of the kingdom of heaven pushing everybody around, telling them we got to have this, and we got to have open borders, and we got to have shots, and we got to be disarmed, and on and on. So get in the kingdom of heaven, and let's push back the tyranny. We'll see you next time. Thank you.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.